What do animals feel? What are they thinking? And how can we tell what's going on for them? For example, what is life like for them on a farm? Françoise Wemersfelder is a senior research scientist at the Scottish Agricultural College.
You know, we've often in the past been taught to think of animals as mechanisms or as having automatic responses, but that's really not true. We now know that animals evaluate everything that's going on, and that evaluation is quite an emotional activity. You know, do I like this? Do I not like this? And the animal's body tenses up if it doesn't like it, if it's curious and it likes it, it loosens up and goes forward. So animals have a body language. They express their emotions directly in everything they do. And I think, just like as we do with humans, there is so much information there that if we really look at animals closely, we can tell their perspective and how they like or don't like something by reading their body language.
Is that a fair thing to do? Because aren't we assuming that animals have the same kind of bodily responses as humans have?
The responses don't need to be the same as humans. It's very important that you know an animal well and that you know its species well, because obviously you could misinterpret an animal's body language. But the fact that you can make mistakes doesn't mean that the information isn't there, and it's like a skill. You know, if you know somebody well, a good friend, you can tell from subtle signs what's going on. It's the same with animals. If you know them well, you can tell what's going on. I have done research at the Scottish Agricultural College for the past 10 years testing this sort of knowledge. And we've tested it with farm animals, people's perceptions of body language in pigs, poultry, cattle, and we found it to be highly reliable and repeatable and scientifically valid, actually.
Now, why is it important to study this kind of thing?
We can't any longer treat animals as mindless objects. And so if we want to treat animals as sentient subjects, we need to train ourselves. We need to be skilled in telling what their perception is. And so I do think far more training should be given in this perception of animal body language and what their perspective is.
And from the research that you've done, in what areas do you think animals suffer the most?
Well, obviously, that's a huge question, and I don't really have an overview. I think animals suffer in many different ways in different areas. But from my perspective, my expertise, I think both battery cage hens and also pigs, growing pigs and farrowing sows, have a very hard deal. They are crammed together in small cages. They have barely any light or anything to do, and they don't have a life. They are literally just food production objects, and I think we must enrich their lives and give them more space so that at least they can fulfill their own needs and have a life. Animals need to be able to express their natural behavior and be able to feed themselves, build their own nest, raise their own children. And so we do need to give them environments where they can move about and root and search for food and play and go outside.
And how easy do you think that is to do in a farming environment, though?
Well, obviously, it isn't easy, and many farmers at the moment are having a difficult time, and we should not blame them. But there is also a movement towards more extensive farming, and I think the first way of changing them is on an international level of legislation, and that moves slowly. But I also think consumers can have an incredibly important role to play. We must put our money where our ethical conscience is, and to buy free-range and organic products. And I think the farmers themselves, many farmers, would like to have more animal-friendly systems, but they need to be given the economic incentive to do it. I, for example, know a wonderful organic pig farmer where the pigs have the best life possible, and he can't sell his products. He has trouble finding a market, and I think that's an unacceptable situation. Consumers really should make an effort.
And if you do buy organic meat, does that really mean that the animal has had a better life, or does it just mean that it hasn't had any chemicals put into it?
Well, there are rules and guidelines and with different societies. And as far as I know, I think most organic rules, and certainly those of the Soil Association, absolutely involve a better welfare, where there has to be a minimum of natural behaviour that the animal has to be able to perform. So it is definitely also involves better welfare. That is not to say that organic farming has solved all welfare problems. That is certainly not the case. There are still serious problems.
That's Françoise Wemersfelder.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.